Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
That's John Cougar, Mellencamp. You ever get a chance to see him in concert and work your time and your life? Pay a little extra and get down front. It's awesome. Great show. Quick break. We're back from a quick break, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, NFIB.com. We're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. And the average this week, this month, I should say, for the month of July, was down, but it's still at the almost half century average. It's 4 points minimum above where it was the whole time between 08 and 16. Let's talk a little bit about the labor situation, the hiring. We're going to get into the internals, folks. There are 10 steps, 10 factors of the index that Holly and her folks process and collect. The hiring thing was down, wasn't it?
It was a bit, but, we still know that there are many small business owners who have open positions that are trying to fill those open positions. So while it fell a little in July, it's still a bit surprising that there are so many small business owners who have, increased number from a few months ago are interested in increasing employment, that have open positions that are hard to fill. I think many of them were anticipating, having former employees return to those positions, and probably for the most part they have, those that are looking to rehire. Over the last few years, we've experienced such a tight labor market that many small business owners spent more time and resources training employees, even, hiring employees that didn't have the kind of the minimum qualifications that they might have required otherwise and trained in-house. So they've spent a lot of time and resources in kind of skilling employees. And then when the health crisis happened, they had to lay off a whole number of employees. Mm-hmm. But getting them to return, navigating and adjusting business operations has been a difficult road for a lot of them.
Well, and some of these businesses, can't work from home. If you're a retailer, working from home is not so much of an option, but or a restaurant.
Exactly.
But what I think we're seeing here in your report of the internals of this internal factor is the overall number is down, but there's information, there are indicators inside of this that portend for that are a little bit better than the overall number, right? I mean, you've got, as you say, you've got some people that are hiring. It's not all bad news, is it, even though the number's down?
True. No, it's not all bad news. Some of our indicators looking backwards, and so the last quarter was certainly rough for the economy as a whole and negatively impacted the small business sector and all that. But looking forward, more small business owners are looking to hire. More small business owners are expecting improved sales conditions and business conditions. Even though business conditions in the next 6 months deteriorated a bit, it's still a fairly high number, historically speaking. So, all of those are improving. And as we, move through the third quarter, we should see those indicators that are looking, backwards a bit. Mm-hmm. Those will start to improve as well. But this recovery is certainly very uneven. It's very dependent on the industry that you're in. So while there are businesses that have, recovered a bit from the onset of the health crisis, there are still a number of businesses that are still negatively impacted by this and will take some time to get out.
Especially hospitality and restaurants. What about capital spending was up a little bit? That was some of the good news, wasn't it?
Yes, so capital spending, a bit improved, but still low numbers historically. So while, sales expectations are improving, they are certainly reining in spending. So, they aren't interested in incurring more debt. They're not interested in spending on capital expenditures. So, for the most part. So anything that they can do to,
They're holding on to their cash and their financial resources, and for good reason, which as you pointed out before, the sales reporting was down, which is tough. That's understandable. But I want to talk about the overall situation in the next segment. Compensation, was that up a little bit?
Compensation, that has, it's improved, but not, by kind of huge measures or anything like that. Again, that's one of the areas where a lot of uncertainty about, where sales are going to go going forward. The stronger revenue, stronger sales will then help with compensation levels. But they're trying to be measured in spending, and so that is certainly part of that. But more and more are increasing compensation, so, that's certainly a healthy sign.
Right, absolutely. Holly, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. NFIB.com is the website, folks. You can go there and find this report, the index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Just search for that. They are gracious enough to allow us to post it on our website as well. We appreciate them for that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about how bad... As bad as things are, I think the testament to the strength of the small business sector could have been worse.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.